All right, let's jump into this week's AI deep dive. It's been quite a week, wouldn't you say? New models, big money flying around, even a bit of drama. Ready to get into it.
Absolutely. It seems like things are really heating up in the AI world. Every week, there's a new development that just blows my mind. The pace of innovation is incredible.
Yeah, it's almost hard to keep up with. Well, let's start with maybe one of the biggest stories this week. OpenAI is trying to shake things up with Microsoft.
Oh, you mean their attempt to remove that AGI clause from their agreement?
Exactly. You know, that clause that basically stops them from going off and developing artificial general intelligence on their own. You know, the AI that can pretty much do anything a human can.
Yeah, it's a pretty bold move. It makes you wonder why they'd want to break free from Microsoft like that. Maybe some tension brewing behind the scenes. Or maybe they just want complete control over their path to AGI.
It's definitely got people talking. Makes you think they're feeling pretty confident right now.
Yeah.
And it's not just the legal stuff. They're also pushing ahead with those new O1 and O1 Pro models.
Oh, yeah. Those are causing quite a stir. Especially with that new research showing O1 can actually reason through problems, not just relying on memorized patterns like we've seen before.
Yeah, that's a big deal, right? Moving away from just pattern recognition to actual problem solving, It really makes you wonder what these models will be capable of in a year, even a few months from now.
It's mind-boggling to think about. The progress is just exponential.
And it's not just OpenAI in the game. Meta's new Llama model is also making waves, actually outperforming some of the competition in certain tests.
Right, Meta's really stepping up their game. It'll be fascinating to see how this shakes up the AI landscape. I think this kind of competition is ultimately a good thing, pushing everyone to innovate faster.
Absolutely. And we can't forget about Google. They're planning some huge changes to search, incorporating even more AI by 2025. Imagine what that's going to look like.
It's going to be transformative, I think. They've got so much data and resources, they could create a completely new way to search the web. Imagine searching conversationally, asking complex questions, and getting really detailed and synthesized answers.
It'd be like having your own personal research assistant right there in the search bar. Crazy to think about how much that could change how we find and use information. But all this progress isn't without its bumps in the road. There's been some pushback against OpenAI's partnerships with the military.
Yeah, that's a touchy subject. AI in warfare raises a lot of ethical questions, like, are we comfortable with autonomous weapon systems? What happens if they escalate conflicts or make things even more unpredictable? It's a conversation we need to have as AI gets more powerful.
And it's not just OpenAI. This week, Helsing unveiled their HX2 drone, an autonomous attack drone powered by AI. Plus, you've got Anduril partnering with OpenAI on aerial defense systems.
It's a trend we're seeing more and more, this merging of AI and military tech. There are potential benefits, of course, like increased precision and maybe even reducing human casualties. But those risks with autonomous weapons, those are big questions that we can't ignore.
It's a stark reminder that as AI gets more powerful, the questions around how it's used, who controls it, those get a lot more serious too. But let's shift gears a bit. All these developments, they need fuel. And that fuel?
Money.
Lots and lots of money.
Exactly. And we saw a prime example of that this week with Elon Musk's XAI securing a whopping $6 billion in funding.
That is a massive investment. It shows how much faith investors have in the potential of AI. And with Musk at the helm, you know, XAI has some ambitious plans. They're looking to scale up their Colossus supercomputer, aiming for over 1 million GPUs. That's incredible processing power dedicated to AI.
And that kind of power is needed to develop the cutting-edge AI we're seeing. But OpenAI isn't just focused on development. They're also figuring out how to make some money from ChatGPT. They just launched ChatGPT Pro, a souped-up version, for a cool $200 a month. Yeah, that's got people talking about the future of AI accessibility. Will the most advanced AI tools only be available to those who can afford them? Or will there be a tiered system? Basic stuff for free, but the really powerful features behind a paywall.
It raises some interesting questions about who benefits from these advances. And as if that wasn't enough, they're also toying with the idea of putting ads in ChatGPT.
Now that's a gold strategy. They're already charging a premium for the pro version, so adding ads to the free version, it could generate some serious revenue, but might also rub some users the wrong way, especially those who are already paying for that ad-free experience. It'll be interesting to see how they balance that.
It seems like they're walking a tightrope between accessibility and profitability. But not everyone is thrilled about all this progress.
Yeah, there are some valid concerns out there, like transparency. The CEO of Hugging Face has been raising the alarm about Chinese open source AI models. Not enough transparency, he says.
And it makes sense. Open source is great for driving innovation, but you have to ask, who's making sure these models are developed and used ethically? Once they're out there, it's hard to control what happens.
It's like the Wild West of AI development. We need clearer ethical guidelines, maybe even some international oversight to make sure things don't get out of hand. And speaking of concerns, we can't forget about data privacy.
Right, with Baidu now being the AI provider for Apple in China, it's got some people worried about what that means for user data. It really underlines how important strong data privacy regulations are, especially as AI systems collect more and more personal information.
It's a crucial point. We need to make sure users have control over their data, especially as AI is being used to make decisions that affect our lives, everything from loans to jobs. Data privacy and ethical AI are conversations that are only going to get more important.
Absolutely. Wow, we've covered a lot already. The competitive landscape, ethical concerns, the funding frenzy, transparency, data privacy, and we're just getting started.
It's clear that this field is moving at lightning speed, and we're just getting a glimpse of what's to come. You know, it's amazing to see how much Microsoft is pushing AI into everything we do online. It's like they're weaving this layer of intelligence into the entire digital world.
It really is. And they're not holding back, are they? It's not just one or two products they're going all in, like their Copilot, right? It's already a pretty powerful tool, but now they're adding vision capabilities for websites.
Oh, yeah. It can actually analyze images now, not just text.
So it can pull out relevant information from what it sees on a website.
It's pretty incredible. Imagine you're browsing a website and Copilot instantly gives you the key takeaways from an image, or even suggests other content based on what it's seeing. It's like having another set of eyes, but way smarter.
It could completely change how we interact with images online. It's almost like having a guide helping you make sense of all the visual data that's thrown at us every day. And it's not just websites either. They're integrating Copilot with web browsing for real-time help.
Yeah, it's like having a supercharged research assistant right there in your browser. Imagine writing an email and Copilot suggests data points to include. Or you're building a presentation and it pulls in visuals and stats for you.
It would free up so much time and mental energy. It really feels like we're on the verge of a huge shift in how we work. But while Microsoft is busy with the future of work, other companies are pushing the boundaries of what AI can even do. Some of it's pretty exciting. Some, well, it makes you think.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you've got Clone introducing that humanoid robot with synthetic organs. That one really caught my eye.
It's a bit unsettling, isn't it? Robots that not only look like humans, but even have internal systems like ours. It makes you wonder what it really means to be human.
Absolutely. It blurs the lines in a way we haven't really seen before. Makes you question what consciousness really is. If we're creating machines that are so lifelike, what does that mean for our own understanding of life?
It's a big philosophical question, but it's one we're going to have to grapple with as AI keeps advancing. And speaking of pushing boundaries, Amazon is building the world's largest AI supercomputer.
Now that's a huge undertaking. Amazon's already a giant in cloud computing, but this is on another level. Imagine the power they'll have to train and run these complex AI models.
It's almost impossible to comprehend the amount of computing power we're talking about. It makes you wonder, what kind of breakthroughs will that enable?
The possibilities are pretty much endless. We could see huge leaps in medicine, climate modeling, material science, you name it. Imagine analyzing data at that scale. It could unlock solutions to problems we thought were unsolvable.
It's exciting, for sure, but it also makes you think about responsible development, right? With that much power, we have to be careful. We've touched on AI and warfare, but there are broader societal impacts too.
Yeah, like the potential for AI to worsen existing inequalities. What is access to these powerful tools and the benefits they bring are limited to a select few. It could widen the gap between the haves and have-nots. We need to ensure everyone benefits.
Absolutely. We can't just focus on the technology itself. We need to think about the social and economic systems that are going to be affected. Another big concern is jobs. As AI becomes more capable, what happens to workers whose jobs it can do?
That's a valid concern. And it's not just about retraining, it's about rethinking our whole economic model. What does a society look like where AI can do a lot of the work? We need to start thinking about that now.
It's clear that AI is going to have a massive impact on every aspect of our lives, from how we work to how our society functions. It's not just about the tech anymore. It's about making sure it's used for good, for everyone.
That's why these discussions are so important. It's not enough to just be excited about the shiny new AI tools. We need to understand the implications, the potential risks, and the ethical questions. We need to have these deep dives and think critically about the future we're building.
Exactly. And while we're talking about risks, we also need to remember the potential for AI to be creative and inspiring. There's a whole other side to this, beyond the practical applications and the concerns.
Absolutely. We're seeing AI being used in art, in music, in ways that push the boundaries of creativity and imagination. It's really exciting to see.
So we've talked about the amazing advancements, the mind-blowing stuff AI is doing. But like with anything powerful, there are always those areas, those developments, that make you pause and think.
Right. It's like every step forward brings a whole new set of questions, ethical dilemmas, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And this week is no different. One of the things that's got people talking, and maybe a little worried, is OpenAI's idea of putting ads in ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's a bit of a head-scratcher, right? Especially after they just launched that pro version for $200 a month.
Yeah, you'd think they'd want to keep the paid version ad-free to make it more appealing. It makes you wonder how they're going to approach this whole ad thing.
It's a tough spot for them. They need to make money, that's clear. These large language models, they're not cheap to run. But slapping ads on the free version after launching a paid one, it could backfire.
Yeah, users might not be too happy about that, especially those paying for the pro version. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Maybe they'll have different tiers with varying amounts of ads or find some clever way to make them less intrusive. Who knows?
We'll have to wait and see. But advertising, that's just one piece of the ethical puzzle when it comes to AI. Transparency is another big one, especially with all these open source models popping up.
Right, like the CEO of Hugging Face was saying, he's worried about these Chinese open source models, not enough transparency around them.
And it's a valid concern. Open source can be amazing for innovation, getting everyone involved, but who's making sure it's done responsibly? Once these models are out there, it's hard to control what happens to them.
It's like opening a can of worms, right? It's out there. And you can't put it back in. Maybe we need clearer guidelines for open source AI, maybe even some kind of international oversight.
It's a tricky situation, finding that balance between open collaboration and responsible development. And that brings us to another big worry, data privacy.
Yep, Baidu being the AI provider for Apple in China, that raised some eyebrows. People are concerned about what it means for user data.
Absolutely. It underlines how important data privacy regulations are, especially with AI systems that can hoover up massive amounts of personal information.
We need to make sure users are in control of their data, especially as AI is increasingly used to make decisions that directly impact our lives.
It's not just about the technology, it's about the power it gives to those who control it. We need to be having these conversations, making sure AI is used ethically and responsibly.
Couldn't agree more. Well, it's been quite a deep dive this week. We've covered a lot of ground, exciting advancements, ethical challenges, and the big question, what does this all mean for the future?
It's clear AI is changing the world at an incredible pace. And it's not just about the tech itself, it's about us, our choices, our values, how we shape this technology to create the future we want.
Absolutely. It's a conversation that needs to involve everyone. So to our listeners, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and stay engaged. The world of AI is evolving fast, and it's up to all of us to shape its future. Thanks for joining us.